God, we Love are Hope live. Radio.
Radio, shout out to India Morrell and Larry Good.
Hey.
Tony Seth. Welcome
hey.
To the show of a lifetime. Grab a quarter out of ounce of blow and some white wine. If you would turn up your radio, this is high time. I get paid to stand up on the stage. This is my grind. India Morrell, sexy as hell. I cannot lie. Vicky ate that pretty little shape and them tight eyes. Oh my goodness, is she ever let this little guy try? I'ma go to distance, eat that pussy like a pot pie. And yep, I get gigantic bucks. I'm in Hollywood with some women that be looking. Looking as pretty as Ari Good. You ain't even gotta tell me I'm the shit, cause I know. Go ahead and heal me. Get a whiff of the dope. Take you higher than you ever been before. That's a fact. If you fuck with Dollhouse Radio, then where you at? Everybody get your motherfucking hands up high and try your best to reach and touch the sky. Cause we finna turn it up. Tell me, nigga, you tell me. As far as I'm concerned, it's a motherfucking Dollhouse Radio, and that's a fact. So if you fuck with India, then where you at? And if you fuck with Ari Good, then where you at? They never are relaxed. They turned up to the max, man. It's Dollhouse Radio, and that's a fact. So if you fuck with India, then where you at? And if you fuck with Ari Good, then where you at? They never are relaxed. They turned up to the max. Damn.
Guys, welcome to the download. We are here on Dollhouse Radio, as you know.
Yeah.
And yes, we are here. I didn't know where it was going to end. I'm so sorry, but it had to end at some point. But here we are.
That was high.
We try. Oh my God. I just want to let you all know. My very, very, very sexy co-host is Alana Evans. Hi, Alana. How are you doing?
Hi, baby girl. I'm good. I'm glad to be back. I've been gone for a minute.
You've been gone for something. You know you got to tell us about some things and what's been going on,
ooh,
honey buddy.
Girl.
Because I know you got some things to talk about. You need to spill some tea, honey.
Oh, my God.
I know you have some tea to
spill.
You got some tea. Don't even tell me you don't. You got some tea to spill, but we're going to get to that.
Yes.
But, you know, today I was, you know, keeping it kind of quiet because, you know, as everyone knows, okay, well, not everyone knows, but a few people know, I've had, like, a major migraine for, like, a week and a half.
Yeah.
And it's got me kind of bitchy. I'm not going to lie, it's got me kind of bitchy. Yeah, the bitch is on mode right now.
Nice. I wish I had that excuse. I'm just bitchy.
I am bitchy, and I'm sorry because my head hurts. So I can only deal with so much. So you know what? This is what I'm going to ask. Y'all, call in. Tell me what you got to say because I am listening. I am so listening.
No.
I want to bring it out, what you got to say. But you know, if you get off subject, I'm going to get all bitchy on you because I have a headache. And that's my excuse this time.
That's okay, girl. It's okay. We're going to take care of you. If I was there,
okay,
I'd give you foot massages.
That's my excuse. And we got a few people listening right now. We got people listening from the East Coast to the West Coast.
Yes,
I just got to let you know. They're from the East Coast to the West Coast. Oh, see, told y'all guys. I have a headache. But this is what I want to talk about today. Okay, so I'm doing something a little bit serious today because you know what? I got funny last week because you weren't here last week. So you know what? We decided to do something a little bit fun. We talked about celebrities who actually it wasn't even so much fun as we were throwing some shade.
nice. I like throwing shade.
Ooh, I love throwing some shade. You know we have a few celebrities who have done some things in public. Had no problem
right?
messing around with the other woman or the other man.
Yes.
And one of my favorite ones was Elizabeth Taylor.
Ooh, you're going way back.
I like to go with old school shade. I like old school shade. You know what she did. And she didn't even hide her shade.
So right.
I like to talk about that. We went way back. We totally did. And for those of y'all who didn't know, okay, she oh my God, I can't even think of it right now because I have a headache. But, oh my gosh, because everyone knows who Debbie Reynolds is.
Yes.
Well, I just got to say, okay, I want to say it's Debbie Reynolds. If I said it wrong, y'all call in and correct me right now because my head is killing me. But, but I'm going to tell you right now, Elizabeth Taylor did it wrong. And Angelina Jolie did the exact same thing.
Oh, right?
And
right?
In public. Yes.
Yes.
They were
yes.
so public about that. They really were. And I think it's a hard thing to be public about somebody that you are totally fucking around with when you know the man is married.
Oh, absolutely. But some of these women, they thrive off of it. And she seems to be one of those. It seems to make her feel better
mm-hmm.
about herself to know that she can take somebody else's man. You know, a lot of us women, we don't go there, you know, not to steal.
Exactly.
We might let them spoil us, but I'm not trying to marry your man. And in that situation, she's straight.
I'm not even
him.
Trying to let the world know that I'm with him because I'm like, oh,
right.
No, I'm grown, so I don't even tell anybody I did this.
You know what? Thank you.
I have been
I
one
like
of those
keeping,
women.
That's private. You know, that's my personal business. And when other people put your relationship on blast, oh, I get
mm-hmm.
so mad. And then I lose all respect for them. It's like, you just told the whole world all our secrets. Good job. I don't like you no more.
You know, I have a problem. You know what? You just said something I really have a problem with. I have a problem with the side chick just showing out and going, oh, yeah, I was out with him last night and I was doing this.
Right?
Last night. You know what?
Yeah.
I have a problem with that. And
yes.
I'm not saying that I haven't been the one on the side, or maybe I found out later I was. And don't get me wrong, I've never purposely gone after a man who was taken. But
right.
I'm not about to put that on point. I'm
no,
not going to show it on side street.
No, and you know what? It's partly, besides the respect for ourselves, it's the respect for our partner. I would never want to put him in a position. If I love him and I care about him, whatever those feelings may be, I don't want to hurt him. You know what I'm saying? Even
exactly.
if he hurts me emotionally or something happened or we had a falling out, which is so appropriate for me right now, I am not going to put you on blast.
You know, you made me want to say something about, but leave it alone. But no, honestly, you know, everyone thinks that whenever you're the girl who, and see, this is a lot of things a lot of people don't realize. Just because you're the girl on the side doesn't mean you meant to be the girl on the side.
Right.
Sometimes
now,
you just
I've
don't
always,
know.
I've always meant to be the girl on the side. Most of the time, I know.
Really? I never meant to be the girl on the side. I just found out after the fact. I always find
either.
Out after the fact.
Oh, yeah.
I know, I'm kind of a dunce.
I guess. No, I do find out after the fact, but it's not usually something that's a deal breaker for me because I guess I figure their problems in their relationship, that's their business. So whatever I have with
them. Now, I'm not going to lie. It's never been a deal breaker for me when I found out. It was never a deal breaker. Like, well, we're already in a relationship, so you know, honey, you need to, you know, whatever you got to do, you got to do.
Exactly.
Oh,
it's funny because
question a lot
when I'm getting involved with guys, even if they're, you know, going to be my side piece, I want to
mm-hmm.
know what their situation is going to be so that I can kind of cater myself, you know, to it. If they're not getting back
mm-hmm.
to me or they're disappearing or if they do have a chick at home, I'm not going to text you randomly at, like, midnight, because that's when your phone goes off. Your woman's like, who's that?
You know what's funny? I think a lot of girls don't realize that just because you think I'm the side piece doesn't mean he's not my side piece.
Yes, that's right.
I might have something going on, too. Just because he's my, I'm his side piece, don't mean he's not my side piece.
Exactly.
So, listen, you know, a lot of women, okay, and we as women, we have this whole genre as we go, where when you're messing around with somebody, then you're the one on the side. You know,
right.
Women are just as shitty as men. Matter of fact, we're better at it.
Yes. Oh, yes.
You're so much better at it.
I like to think I'm better at it until I'm getting caught.
I like to think I'm way better at it. Get me wrong, though. I don't have time to do all the games. The games are too hard.
Yes.
But at the same time, don't think that you're just because I'm messing around with you, I don't think I'm not messing around with somebody else, son.
Exactly.
You know, if I'm willing to do this with you willingly, there's probably somebody else out there that I'm really thinking about, too. But, I mean, I'm not saying that's always purposeful. It's not always the same thing, because maybe you may be the only one, but don't think I can't cheat on you just like you're cheating on me.
Exactly.
You know, don't think that I'm that naive about what you're doing. That's what I was. Never think that you're. Don't think that I'm that naive because I'm not stupid.
No, definitely.
So.
I think that men get sly and they don't realize that we are just as twisted as they are.
You know, as I'm sitting here, my man just texted me, who I really, really love to death, and you know, he's the only man in my life, and he's the other man.
Damn.
And there is no other one besides him, and I'm just saying that right now. So, you know.
I like that.
Mm, been waiting all day for him to text me. Now he's texting me right now. Ooh.
Oh,
and I would like to tell you
just
what he's saying, but I'm happy now. I've been waiting all day to smile, and now I can breathe.
Aww. That's sweet.
But guys, I just had to tell you all that because, you know, we are thinking about that. And we have a few people that want to chime in on what we have to say.
Yes.
And I know y'all got some things to say. Ooh. We got some things. Anyway, but before we get into that, you know how it is. We got to pay a few bills. We got to pay a few bills, sing a little songs and all kinds of things. And right now, you know how it is, honey bunny.
That's right,
so, babe. You know how it is. So, you know, I got a little something from Carla Page that I just got to pull out there real quick. And it's, you know, a little bit of the usual.
You got one girl here, another girl there. One girl calling you, one all down your throat. Talking about how she loves you so. Another one talking about how she missed you. Another one saying she can kiss you better than me. And all these other girls in the world. So, should you keep me? Should you chase them? Cause they got so much to offer. Tell me what I wanna hear. Keeping my faithful, baby, tell me what I need to know. Just be everything, yeah. I'll give everything, yeah. We'll be everything, yeah. Baby, don't fight, we're too loud.
Friday night, 11 p.m., as you all can hear, and I am Sierra Devine, and I'm here with my co-host, Ilona Evans. Hello, honey,
yeah,
buddy.
Yeah, girl. Not
the
girl.
You know, that was actually pretty hot. That was, okay, so that song was by Carla Page. It's called The Usual.
Nice.
And that's one of our newest songs here on our playlist. And I'm actually kind of really liking that. I like it.
I like
it. You know,
it.
I always
it's
get to
beautiful.
Rock into the songs. You like it? I love it. We should play. You know what I want to really ask you?
Mm-hmm.
I got to ask this. So how were the AVNs? Tell me everything.
Girl.
What went wrong? What went right? Everything else.
Okay, so real quick, you know, I'll just give you this short, fun version. I'm a highlight.
Give me the short list. I know you want to tell me. You know you want to tell me.
So the first hotel that we stayed at was a swingers hotel. So, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yes, I know.
It
and
wasn't the green door, was it? Because you know you had the green
no.
Or is it the green door or the red door? I can't remember because you know we there
right.
are so many.
The green door, and that's a swingers club. This place... It's a hotel. It's called Rumor Boutique, and it's right across the street from the Hard Rock. And the rooms
mm-hmm.
are beautiful. It was really nice. And the very first night that I'm there, I am totally flirting with the bartender who has the most adorable fucking personality. He's tall. He's really cute. But he's rocking a legit handlebar mustache. And I am... Right? And I'm thinking, this boy is so cute. And so, you know, we're there for a couple of days. We switch over to our other nice, big, beautiful, expensive hotel away from the porno chaos because I can't deal with feeling like a Kardashian for the whole week where everybody knows your name. It's a little overwhelming.
You know
so
what?
I like
being a Kardashian for a day, and then afterwards,
yes.
I'm over it.
Exactly.
Once the paparazzi starts to follow you everywhere, I'm so over it.
Definitely. And fans are calling your name, and it's just it's
mm-hmm.
really overwhelming. And so the first few days of my
really
trip...
It really is overwhelming when fans are...
Yeah.
Guys, you don't know. When you're walking down the street and fans are calling your name and people are trying to take your picture and you're just
yes.
trying to have lunch, it gets overwhelming.
Exactly. And so we did really well. A lot of fun parties. I was straight up chasing Mustache Man the whole week. I was like, I am going to get this. I ran into him after I checked out of the hotel at the convention, and I was like, yes, I'm going to get this boy's number. So we've been texting
mm-hmm.
back and forth, flirting and sending pictures and all that. And then the night of the awards come, and I'm really excited. I'm getting my Hall of Fame, and I'm like,
okay,
nothing.
I had to ask this question. Did you wear
yes.
a gown, or did you go completely solidified?
No, I wore absolutely beautiful pink to the floor, Marilyn Monroe style
There's nothing
gown.
Better than a gown.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
and I don't normally do that, so it was awesome. And I'm like, nothing can ruin this night. And then
mm-hmm.
I'm in the bathroom. And one of my former side pieces starts popping off, girl. Oh, man. Ran up on my husband, getting all crazy in his face and yelling and screaming. And he leaves, but then...
Though. She didn't know, right?
It was a dude, and he knew. He absolutely knew
oh,
what he was doing.
Oh.
Yes, this
it.
Was one of my little male lovers. And, you know, we had a very strong relationship. Like, it was very brief, but it was very intense. And,
mm-hmm.
you know, I can't say, I believe I'm going to say this.
It's not that I would have left my husband for him, but this person was running a real good head game on me and pushing all those right buttons with me. So for a brief moment, I was like, oh, okay, maybe. And then I woke up, literally, right? But I realized I lived a version of Mob Wives. I truly am this crazy gangster bitch because
when you realize, wait a minute, I just did in a movie.
I know. And, you know, I always tell myself I've been a gangster inside since way back, but it's been a long time since I've had to use it. And when I found out he ran up on my dude, I was angry because I felt like if you loved me and you cared about me, you would just leave that alone. You would go be happy. You wouldn't fuck with my shit. So I went looking for him.
Yeah.
And I couldn't find him, but then he found me. And then subsequently, the entire contents of my vodka coke ended up in his face, and he was spinning in the air.
Honey, I'm all for throwing a drink in a man's face when he pisses me off.
Yes.
I will throw my drink in the, and I like to make it public. I will throw a drink in your face.
Right, and I did. And then he acted like a girl and jumped in my face like a woman and was screaming and yelling and pushing me. And before I knew it, my man had this boy in a headlock and was choking him out. So that was the end of my Saturday night. I was like,
oh my God, you had to, look, you had like the Real Housewives of Las Vegas, AVNs going, didn't you?
And then, you know, subsequently, all the drama, all the, you know, tabloid publications for our industry want to know the story, and I'm trying to keep it classy, and this dude's going 10 years back. And then I realized, oh, wait, I get it. You still love me. You hanging on to text messages that are over a year old, Sam, like me telling you I love you and I miss you. Oh, you've been looking at those. And then it made a totally different sense to me, and I realized I better stop making these dudes fall in love. I better pull some of my game back a little bit because this is about to get crazy.
That is too funny. That is too funny.
And I was
I'm saying this right now, because I have totally neglected it. I got to say hello to everybody else in the chat room. Everyone in chat room, Eddie Nunn, all of y'all in chat room, ahoy there to you. And yes, I am paying attention. I'm sorry. I let my browser go out. But I am now paying attention. But you know what? I have to admit, I would be a liar if I didn't say that there are moments when, you know, we've been in business for so long that we have relationships with certain people where we let our emotions go over and we're like, wait a minute, hold up.
Right.
But knock your teeth out. And I have those moments too. I'm not going to lie. I have those moments with certain people. And sometimes we don't realize, you know, I was there back in the beginning and I have these moments and I need to get over it. And sometimes I need to get over it because you need to get over that. You really do.
Just get over it. Exactly.
It's hard to get over. It's hard to get over certain things, you know.
Especially if
my particular case, especially when you found out that they were cheating on you, because you know what? With all the things that we do in the business, finding out someone is cheating on you, it's like a slippery line because you do so many things. We're both working, we're doing so many things, and all that's going on. You know, I hate to say this, we've had a couple of people waiting for us to say hello.
Nice.
So we have to say hello really quickly, and we're going to get into some of the ways that you know when someone is, I don't know, maybe slipping on you a little bit, maybe a few signs that maybe they might be, you know, rubbing up against somebody else, and they might be liking a little bit more than you, even though they're sleeping with you.
Right.
And sometimes you need to know these things. So,
sometimes, though.
Everybody in the chat room, just let you know I'm all in the chat room, but right now I just want to say a big hello to someone who is in the 574 area code. We have someone in 574. If you would say hello to us right now, how are you doing? Hello, are you there?
Yeah, hey, how's it going?
Hello.
Hello, how are you?
I'm amazing, actually. I am very excited to talk to both of you.
Thank you. What is your name and where are you calling from?
My name's Blake, but you probably know me as The Real Skies on Twitter.
Hey! Okay. Okay.
I see you.
I'm calling from Chicago area-ish. I'm in Indiana.
Ooh, Chicago!
So
I got to say, howdy, howdy to that.
But yeah, I just wanted to call in and say hi. I've been a huge fan of Alana's for, as she knows, like my high school career. So.
That's so sweet. It makes me feel so creepy.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Hey, I live in Chicago. So I love Chicago. It's cold there, and I love going out to party there.
Yes.
So.
Yeah.
It's awesome. I like to know that I taught you through your puberty.
Yeah. Well, it was funny. It was you and Mary Carey, and it's funny because I was telling her.
Mary Carey. Wow.
Right.
On one of her radio shows on Vivid, I was like, "Hey, it's kind of funny because I found you out through a movie in Blockbuster," and she's like, "Oh yeah, what movie was that?" And I'm like, "Pervert!" And I actually mistaken you for Mariah Carey.
Oh my god.
And she just busted up laughing. She's like, "You know, I've never really been told that before, but I can kind of see the resemblance in the movie that you mentioned."
Right.
So,
I could see that. I could actually totally see that.
So, yeah, it was funny because I rented the movie Pervert when I was in high school, and I saw her in that. And so then from there, I became a huge fan of her. And then, of course, Will Ryder did all the parody porns, and I watched the first Brady Bunch. And I was a huge fan of you, and I was a huge
fan. Wrong that it is me as Mrs. Brady that got you excited.
I'm sorry.
That is so totally wrong.
That is
well,
awesome.
Everyone else was watching Pirates at the time, and I'm like, I don't want to be, like, cliche like everybody else, although I did end up watching the R-rated version of Pirates.
Yes,
which
was really good.
Yes. It's
okay, you
honestly
know what we have to totally ask you, right?
What's that?
Okay, have you ever cheated on someone, or has someone ever cheated on you and you figured it out?
Yes. To both of those.
Damn! Oh my god, you're bad. Okay, so what is the best story? We have to hear what's the best story.
Best story. The best story. I was engaged to a girl. About 2 years ago.
Did you actually give her a ring?
Yes, I proposed to her in front of like 2,000 people on stage at
a
music festival.
Ooh, this
my god.
Oh, my god.
And we ended up, like, hooking up and everything at the music festival a year before then. And things kind of got rough between us. So, like, I just kind of felt like the spark was dying, and she became very controlling. You know, one of those, like, I don't want to be with you, but I don't know how to really, like, say I'm done with you kind of relationships.
Right. So let's just wait until you hate me kind of relationships.
So I kind of convinced her into doing the polyamorous route.
Yes.
And
that's more
I'm sorry.
Style.
You have to explain to me what polyamorous is.
Polyamorous is where you have multiple lovers.
Right. I already figured that, but I just wanted you to explain that to everybody else.
It's
funny
because I've recently
discovered that that's more my style. I'm far more into polyamorous relationships these days than I am swinging. Swinging to me is more of a lifestyle, where polyamorous is more about love, I guess.
And surprisingly, it's becoming a lot more common for especially my generation. A lot of people are coming out as polyamorous, and they're like, "Hey, you know, like, I have multiple lovers," and like, I guess it kind of explains why marriage is not as successful as it used to be.
Right.
So I don't know, but yeah. So we ended up going to Chicago Comic Con and having a threesome with a girl. And then I kind of made this girl more of my main focus behind my fiance's back.
Oh.
And she found out about it. And then about a couple of days after my 24th birthday, I was just like, hey, you know, I'm sorry, but I don't really feel like you and I are meant to be anymore. So.
Okay, I have to ask. And
yes.
I say this because I've broken up with someone and lied and said that I was, like, with some, well, in my particular case, I said I was with a girl. And I really wasn't. I was just being bi-curious, but I did really, was not really that into her. But did you do it, did you totally do this just because you really wanted to break up with that person or because you were actually into the other person at the time?
Well, honestly, like, the girl who we had threesome with, like, we had no idea who she was or what she was, and we both ended
and
up...
And that's how you're supposed to have a threesome, by the way, guys.
Exactly.
You never
yeah.
know who she is or what her name is or nothing. Okay, yeah.
Don't ever hook up with someone who is a friend or a mutual friend, because I guarantee
never.
You... Never! Yes, in the future.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, so we ended up doing the threesome with a girl who randomly, like, met up with us at Comic-Con. And she
mm-hmm.
ended up, like, hanging out with us a couple times after then. And we both ended up, we're like, dude, this girl's so fucking crazy that we ended up getting rid of her.
That happens. That happens.
Well,
it does
I
happen. Yeah, it does happen. That's why you always do threesomes
her.
Away from home in some weird place and somebody you don't know.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. But we ended up inviting her over to my apartment, like, a couple weeks after. And it was kind of cool at first because, like, she ended up making us dinner. She, like, cleaned my apartment for me. Like, she was pretty much, like...
Wow.
She was pretty much,
oh
like,
my God, she was, like, a replacement.
She sounds like a housekeeper.
Yeah.
Yes!
But then... She ended up making us, like, a 5-course meal for, like, 3 people. And wasted
was
a lot of our food and wasted, like...
Was it good?
No. That's
no.
the worst part.
Oh, okay, no.
That's
wasn't
the
it
worst
good.
Part
But she used
it.
Up all your food, right?
Yeah, she didn't buy any food. She, like, used all the food that we had in our, like, refrigerator. And went through all this food and, like, overcooked some of it. And then some of it was, like, still raw. And it was just, like... It's nice that she's doing this for us, but at the same time, it's like we're two broke-ass college kids.
You know,
kids.
I love
this
story, but
yeah.
I'm going to go with, at that point, the sex was already boring. Because you wouldn't have cared if the sex wasn't boring. I'm just saying.
Oh, my God.
I'm just
so
saying.
True. That is so true. That is funny.
The sex was already
that.
Boring, wasn't it?
Well, I'll be honest with you.
Because the sex is great. You wouldn't have cared if I burned
nope.
your food, right?
No, I'll be completely honest with you. If I could go back to my ex-fiance for the sex, I would do it in a heartbeat.
Mm-hmm.
Because
see?
This girl was a complete virgin when I met her. And I literally taught her everything. I was her first for everything. And
oh.
it kind of sucks because I look back at it and I'm like, man, like, she gave the best head because I taught her how to get head. She
look
was the best
you.
Sex because I taught
nice.
Her. And so, like,
maybe
all
she
these
was
girls...
just to you. Maybe you didn't teach her. She was sent to you. I'm being
yeah.
devil's advocate.
But.
I'm being devil's advocate.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I'm being devil's advocate.
But, yeah, it just, I mean, it kind of sucks because I look back at it and all these other girls nowadays are like, am I, like, really good at giving head? And I'm like, I'll be completely honest with you. Like, I just remember my ex-fiance and she's just that good. But she moved on. She
Have
actually
you ever gone back and told
now.
Her that?
I've tried to talk to her, but she moved on, got engaged to some other guy and has a kid with him now. And
well, damn, look what you did. Oh, well.
I know, right? So
I'm sorry, yeah. Oh well, look what you did.
But
I'm
no,
gonna
it's
have
cool.
to say this is the greatest story ever. I'm just going to have to tell you this. It's the greatest story ever, and it's the greatest love story ever. And see, and I hope that my first boyfriend thinks the exact same thing of me. That's
aww.
All I know.
Yeah. Well,
and you're
knows?
Awesome.
I mean,
thank you so much for calling.
Oh, not a problem.
Yes.
You're completely awesome.
Thank you. I'm glad I have that title from you guys now.
You really are. You're completely awesome. That was the best story, Irby. Thank you so much for calling. You were so very, very cool. Oh, my God.
That is too funny.
Okay, I have to say, that was the best story ever.
You like that?
I just got to say it.
I like it.
I love it.
Action.
I do. I totally want to go to Comic-Con right now.
That's so funny.
I'm serious, and I've been thinking about Comic-Con for a long time.
Nice. Yeah, you
I've
get it over
thinking,
there on the East Coast.
Ah! Now I'm thinking maybe I should have gone a little bit earlier. Okay, so, guys, I hate to say it, but I got to pay a few bills right now.
Yeah.
So, I have somebody else who's waiting online for us, and he is in the 708 area code. But we're going to have to come back to you for just a second. And I'm so sorry, and you're going to be so mad at me. Oh, my God, you're going to be so mad at me. But, you know what, I do seriously have to go on to a song really quickly. And, oh, my God. Look, I am totally flabbergasted. Can you believe it? I am completely flabbergasted. He's going to be so mad. But, you know, okay, no, I'm not too bad. But, you know what? I have something by somebody that we know really, 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 really well that I'm going to play for you all. And then we're going to go to our next caller. And as soon as I can pull this up, because, you know, I'm just now learning the board. So sorry if I'm like taking my sweet time getting to it. Look, I'm just taking my sweet time to get into it. I'm like, you're like, just do it already, please, just do it. Really, any time right now? It's somebody we all know. It's somebody you really all know. Well, maybe we don't know her too well. We might not know her that well. We only know her a little well. We've only learned a few things about her. But, you know, she has this thing, but we're going to go right now with her, and her name is Alana Evans.
Aww. Yeah. You're always smiling when I see you. It doesn't matter what you've been through. You always seem to find a way to make it through another day. I'm wishing
to the down low. And I don't know who we were listening to. I don't know. Could you tell me who we were listening to?
Oh, that was my song, Perfect, by me, Alana Evans. Get over to iTunes right now. Drop that dollar. Look at me. I'm like, go play it right now.
I thought it was the coolest song ever, so I had to play it. I just had to go there.
Thank you. I always sing it, right? So I'm walking around singing it, and then I'm like, oh, I am not home alone anymore.
Yes, like you were singing it loud and singing it proud, honey, buddy.
I was glad it wasn't his new girlfriend, too, because that would have been really awkward.
Well, today we are sitting here on the downline, and we're talking about how do you know when you're in bed with a cheater? And, you know, we haven't really gotten to the whole subject, and we're going to get into it just a few seconds here. And
yeah.
I know we have a few callers. We have quite a few callers. We have, like, four. We're looking at six callers. So, guys, I promise we're going to get to you. Please hang on really quick second. But I just want some of the things that really note that you're sitting in bed with somebody who might be thinking about sleeping with somebody else. One of my big things is when you change the things that you do. Like, if suddenly you're going out at 6 o'clock at night and you weren't doing that before, that is a particular sign.
Right.
Or suddenly when I can't look at your phone. Though, don't get me wrong, I'm very particular about my phone. I've never let anyone look at my phone. So that's just me in particular. But sometimes people change the way they do things. Suddenly they've changed the code to their phone. You might want to, and
right.
I don't say men, I say men and women. Because, you know what, us women, we're good cheaters.
Yes, we are, girl. Yes, we are. Because we see all the shit that they do, and we don't fuck up. We know better.
Yeah. When you change the things you do, like if you used to stay at home all the time, and all of a sudden you're going to the mall all the time, and you have friends that no one ever knew about, you might be a cheater.
Okay.
Yeah, you need to think about it. When you're suddenly going to restaurants that you didn't usually go to.
Definitely. That's when you start checking receipts.
Yeah, you check receipts.
And
or
too, I've noticed the love life changes. You know, the intimacy level.
Yes, yes.
Because sometimes it might increase. All of a sudden your man is showing you way more attention than normal. It might be because he's doing
you
something.
You are so right. When suddenly it increases, suddenly you're getting way more affection than you ever got before.
Yes.
You might need to start checking up on him. I mean, right, when he's learned tricks that he didn't have before.
Right? Because they feel
you
bad.
You know what it is?
When
suddenly
guilty.
He learned some things that he never used to do before. He learned that from
now,
the other woman.
If that's the case, go, keep learning. Please bring that home to mama. I'm okay with that.
Don't get me wrong. I'm one of those women like, oh, what's she doing? And keep bringing it home.
Right?
But you know what? Some women are not okay with that.
Yes.
You know,
totally.
When suddenly you get more expensive jewelry than you ever got before.
Oh, true.
For no reason whatsoever.
That's
no
very
reason
true.
Whatsoever. You get expensive jewelry that's guilty. That's guilty.
Right. Right.
That is guilty. You got to think about these things. Don't get me wrong. And there's some other, you know what? I'm going to say one thing that most people don't think about. When suddenly you know you were acting an ass and they don't do anything about it because you know you were an ass. And you're like, okay, whatever.
Yeah.
Because sometimes people aren't cheating because you are doing something right. It might be because you're doing something wrong. And suddenly when they don't react, when you're acting a complete ass, you might want to think about that. I'm just
That's
saying.
That's very, very true. That's very true. I've seen.
I'm just spilling a little tea here.
Yeah, I've gotten all aspects of it where, you know, a lot of the times, like with my ex-husband, when he was cheating, he would accuse me a lot more often. And it was really because of what he was doing. I mean, granted, I was cheating, but nothing in my behavior changed.
And it's certainly your behavior changed. And you were like, yeah, no problem. I'm happy.
Exactly.
I don't care what you're doing. You know, when
That's
you get
right.
to the point where you're going, I don't care what you do. Go do whatever you want to do. It might be because I got some really happy something on the side, honey, and I ain't got time to deal with your bullshit. Because you know what? You've been playing that for a little bit too long, and I got some happiness on the side.
Exactly.
I'm just saying.
You know, it's funny because I go through time, and I'm going to spill some personal tea, as he gets older, you know, his arousal rate has changed. And I, because I am that reformed cheater, I straight up am like, hey, you need to put out or I'm going to have to go get it from somewhere. I'm just making it clear right now. These
mm-hmm.
are the rules. Give me dick or I'm going to go find
and see,
some.
I'm like you. I'm one of those. I'm one of those where I'm like, I'm kind of a straightforward girl. And I will tell you right now, and you would think that I'm playing with you. I'll be like, look, if you don't keep putting it out, eventually I'm going to move on. And
yeah.
I will cheat on you, and then eventually I'm just going to move on. And you think I'm playing. I'm not playing. I was telling the truth. I wasn't lying to you in any way. I told you what I was going to do. You don't think that I was playing with you because I told you what I was going to do. But, you know.
Exactly.
I lived my teenage years in the South, honey.
Yes.
I would tell you some things, and I ain't
that
lying to you.
Funny. I must be where I get it from.
I would tell you how T.I. is.
I
would tell you how T.I. is.
We, you know, it's not like we want to cheat. We just need what we need, and if those needs aren't being met, regardless if it's emotional or sexual or
mm-hmm.
hell, even financial, we're going to go look for it. It has to be replaced.
I think that's really what it is, and sometimes, and I think with women, we as women, we will tell in so many words what we really need. We
that's
even
right.
joke about it, but we're not playing.
Exactly. Meanwhile, I'm getting
but we will joke about it, and we will tell you exactly what we need. And I think men do that, too. We would they would tell you what they really need. And if you're
yes.
not listening, then
exactly.
you don't mean, no, he didn't cheat on you. He told you what he wanted, but you didn't go there and you didn't listen. Sometimes
exactly.
I think more than anything, and this is what I think about, because, you know, we are talking about the download, about being the other woman. Sometimes the first woman didn't really listen. You
right.
need to listen. You need to listen to what exactly he's telling you, because he may tell you because he may be a little bit ashamed. He may tell you in code. It may be some silent code. It may not even be. It might need, most of the time when it comes to men, it ain't even good code. I'm gonna tell you this right now. It ain't even good code. Just listen. He's telling you what he needs, and if you can't provide half of that, he's gonna find it somewhere else. But you know what? Honey, I love you. And I love talking to you. I'm going to tell you this right now because we have so much fun talking. But we have so many people on the line right now going,
nice.
What the hell? You can't even talk to us. And we got like 45 minutes. We got like 15 minutes left in our show. So I'm just going to do
right.
this right now. So, hunty, I'm just going to go area code 708. 708, are you there? Tell me, are you there? Oh, I don't know. I don't think I got him. I promise you.
I'm
I don't
here.
Think I did that right. Oh,
hey.
There you are. How you doing, honey?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm doing, honey. I'm doing so fine. It sounds like a familiar
<That's>
voice.
Oh, yeah, it is.
It is. Tell us
no.
your name, the long-time caller.
Oh, okay. It's the awesome bear.
Hey. I'm going to call you awesome.
Hey, how,
this is my awesome
okay,
bear.
How you doing? Yes, how you doing?
I'm doing fine,
awesome.
Honey.
Good.
I love how you do that. Awesome. Tell me, what do you think about the subject?
Well, first of all, let me say this about cheating.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's, and I think it was Atlanta that sort of mentioned it. There's physical cheating. There's physically being with someone else, you know, sexually or intimately, and then there's emotional. You know, so I mean,
that
I
is
guess
a totally different thing. I think it starts off with emotional first, though, before you get to physical. Well, you know, exactly. with us women, that's how it starts.
And I've kind of mentioned this a couple of weeks ago. I am very close with an ex of mine.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, right.
So I guess I do kind of emotionally cheat with her.
And you're calling her with every little itty bitty thing when you should be talking to me about those things, you are cheating.
Oh, exactly. Especially with the ex.
We talk. I mean, we do talk. And when the person that gets all
the. Do you talk
goodies,
about these same things with your current, though?
Sometimes.
Silence.
No, the only reason I say that is because my ex and I, we were soulmates. We are soulmates. We can still finish each other's sentences. We still think alike.
I'm
going
to go right now with saying, and I'm sorry, I love you to death. You are not soulmates because you are not together right now.
I was about to say, why? Why aren't you together?
Why aren't we together?
Think about her.
And we think about each other and we talk about it, but she broke it off, not me. And she broke it off. It took me a while for her to finally admit why she broke
that
it off.
That makes y'all best friends, hon.
But
no, I'm just saying from my point of view. Okay, I'm totally saying right because you know what? I've had one person I felt the same way about, and he was my soulmate at that point. But you know what? We are not together now. That makes us the best of friends. We are the best friends in the whole wide world. But I won't marry him.
And maybe that's a better way to put it. We are the best of friends. Even though we still carry each other's sentences, we still think alike. We still, our minds still work together.
If you're sharing your intimate moments with her, technically that's cheating. I hate to say this, but that's cheating.
I mean, I don't tell her what goes on behind closed doors, but I do.
Well, hell no, she don't want to hear that.
No, I'm sure she doesn't. But we do talk, and when my girlfriend, my significant other, the one that gets all the good stuff, ticks me off, I will call her up, and I will vent to her out, you know.
See, one gets all the diamonds, the other one gets all the top.
And she does lend a sympathetic ear, I will put it like that.
Mm-hmm.
We have eaten together. We had meals together at Christmas time. We went out and had lunch. I think I told you about that 2 or 3 weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
So we do keep in touch. We're still friends. Like you said, we're the best of friends. I'll put it like that. So, yeah, I guess I do. We will never be intimate again. I mean, we know that. I know that.
I understand that.
She knows that I have somebody else. You know, so, I mean, she's not a threat. Intimately.
Right. Okay, well, I hate to say this. I love you dearly, but I'm going from a girl's point of view, and you know I love you dearly, right?
Yeah.
And I'm just going to say this.
I'm not going to like it.
I'm going to say this, and then I'm going to cut you off because we've got so many other people to talk to, but I'm going to say this right now. She'd fuck you in a minute.
Uh-huh. Yeah,
and
right.
This is what
that's
I'm saying right now. She, give her the time, she would do it. She would get it in a minute. And it's not that she's trying to be against the other person.
But I'm not a dog.
Because you know
so
how
I won't.
Women are.
And I'm not going to let myself get into a situation. I'm not going to put myself
in a point. But I'm telling you right now what she's thinking. The minute you slip up, she's right in there. I'm just telling you that right now. You know what, Awesome Mary? I love you. You're so wonderful. You really are. And you're so cute.
Okay.
I mean that in the cutest way. But I'm telling you, she'll fuck you in a minute. I'm just telling you that because I love you. That's what I'm telling you. But we have one other person to get on right here. Oh my God, I feel so mean, but please don't take it as mean. Please.
It's true. If my man would was talking to his ex all the time, oh no, we would have problems. We would have problems.
Yeah, if it was me and my ex, we had problems. Don't get me wrong. Love my ex to death, but he's always going to be my ex, but I might fuck him in a minute. So,
oh,
honey, I love you to death. Oh, my God, I love you to death. Okay, so we have one other person I have to let on real quickly because we're getting down to the last few minutes of our show.
Yeah.
And I love Awesome Bear. I do. He is so neat. He's so sweet, isn't he?
Absolutely.
He's absolutely sweet. We have one other person, 574, from the 574 area code. 574, are you there? 574,
hi,
are you there? Hey, how are you doing, girl?
Hey. Can you hear
awesome.
Me?
Awesome.
Who am I talking to?
Right now?
Yeah.
Yes.
This guy.
I'm talking to you.
This is Kai.
Hello.
This is the one to you first. Hello?
Well, okay, I'll tell you what. First time caller, long time listener. What's your name, honey bunny?
This is Skies. I talked to you guys first. I told you the story of my fiance.
Yes, the Comic Con.
Yes, you did. Did I put you back on again? I'm so sorry. I put you back on again, didn't I?
You
did.
What the hell? I already put you my story.
It's okay.
I'm
mean,
so sorry.
If you want to talk to me, sure, why not?
You know, you have the best story so far. Okay, you know what? I'm going to totally cut you off.
Oh.
But no. No,
we're
know
fine.
This. Oh, my God, we love your voice.
Oh, yeah?
Just say hey again. Say hey.
How do you want me to say it? Like, hey.
Oh, come on, say it sexy. Say it sexy. Say hey.
You are so
hey,
funny,
girl.
Though.
Oh, yeah.
There you go. You know you want to do it, boy. Okay, we have one other person. We have one other person. Okay, we have someone from a 603 area code. 603, are you there?
Yes, I am indeed, and it is Eddie.
How you
hey,
doing,
Eddie?
I'm doing all right.
How you doing?
Oh, I'm doing well. I don't know why I said it like that. No, I'm having fun.
You better tell
awesome.
Us something good now. Because if you don't tell us something good, we're going to cut you off. I'm just telling you.
Yeah, I know.
Tell us a good story. I know you have a good story about how you cheated on some girl. She cheated on you, right?
Yeah, she told me that she cheated on me after we broke up. But there was it was my first relationship, and it was what I would call the non-relationship. Where it was
mm-hmm.
absolute fucking misery for me, but obviously because I was...
No,
I was,
really, it was your first one.
Yeah, I
oh,
was trying
God.
To,
it
but...
It can't be complete misery.
Yeah, but again, I was young and dumb and stupid and didn't know how to argue, which is usually important when you're dating, it turns out.
mm-hmm.
It's very helpful to
don't
know
worry,
how to do
we're
that.
Running a little bit over, but don't worry, I want to hear your story.
Right, But there was enough evidence leading up to where I probably should have picked up on it, like the fact that she introduced me to her ex-boyfriend who she,
No! Really?
Yeah, and he was a fucking psycho, which was not a surprise
to me. No, first of all, she introduced you to her ex-boyfriend.
Yeah, that should have been a red flag. And I was like,
yeah,
it should be
good.
Yeah,
that was a huge
guy. Oh, hey, what's happening here? And like he was constantly always like in my shit and talking down to me. It, like we had
wow.
one interaction, and like he would like she would like translate the shit talk via you know text and phone. It's like I don't
oh
really
God.
Want to.
Oh my
yeah,
God!
It was terrible. So by the time like we actually broke up, she told me, "Hey, I've been cheating on you." It's like, whatever, you were terrible anyway. So.
Oh, that's awful.
That's why I call it the non-relationship because you know it was terrible. You weren't there, man.
Oh, that's fun.
Honey, you know what? You were the good guy. The fact that you even dealt with an ex-boyfriend, because there's no way in hell I could introduce my new boyfriend to my ex-boyfriend without my new boyfriend punching him the fuck out.
Yeah.
You're a good guy. I'm just saying that.
Yeah. Well,
and
I think now I'm at a more mature place to deal with that and probably realize
you're very mature.
That's a problem.
That is, oh my God, now that's a story. Wow.
Yeah.
I love that.
How much did it take for you not to punch him the fuck out?
Well, considering I'm still at almost 27, I've never been in a fight, it's pretty easily.
Oh.
Wow. I've been on more fist fights than I can count on both hands. What the hell?
I'm a good girl. I've never been in a fist fight in my life. So I'm I would just walk away. But I'm telling you right now, you were the bigger person. And I hope you broke up with her ass. Because, you know, this girl there. Or if you didn't break up with her, you better have married her. So she would have been worth it.
Well, I was going to break up with her, and then she broke up. She initiated the first strike, so.
She wasn't worth it.
Definitely.
That was so not worth it.
No.
Well, okay, you have to call in more often.
I do, regrettably so.
You gotta call in more often. We gotta hear more tales from your dark side.
I got some stories. Not much, but I got some.
I'm sure of it. I'm serious. We want to hear more tales from your dark side. Thank you so much for calling in. My God, that was like the best story for the end of the story night. That was really best. Thank you so much. Oh my God, that was the best story ever. I just gotta say that was the best story.
That
was really the best story. You know what, guys? You are listening to Down Low. We've already gone over.
That's right.
And we've had so much fun. We've totally gone over. And we've had so much fun tonight. And you all have given us the best stories that we could ever have. And even though I really meant to get into some, like, really shady stuff, and now I'm going to have to do a part two. And I want to hear way more shady stories. But since we don't have time to do that right now, I am going to have to close off with some stuff.
Yeah.
I know. I don't want to think about that. I literally have to go through this whole board and find exactly what I need to close out with, because I know exactly what I want to close out with. And I don't know where to find it.
Awesome.
You guys are going to kill me. But you know what? While I'm looking for what I have to close out with, Alaya, tell me everything and everywhere we can find you. And by the way.
Oh, of course.
Didn't you get into Hall of Fame?
I did. Yes, I'm now a member of the ABN Hall of Fame. It's so awesome.
Alaya Evans is in the ABN Hall of Fame. Yes.
Yes. It's so great.
I know.
Now,
you don't even talk about it. Come on, tell us about it.
Well, you know, I'm excited and I'm proud. It's just little old humble me. But, of course, I've posted pictures on my Twitter at Alana Evans XXX. There's also pictures of that sexy little mustache man I was chasing all week.
I'm totally going to post a whole bunch of that stuff on my website. But tell me about your website. Where can we find you?
PwnedByGirls.com. PWNED by girls. Yes. And, you know, AlanaEvans.com is always floating around. Oh, girl, I'm ready to get into some dirty texting.
Okay, so are you're on .com. Are you on Twitter?
I think you're on Twitter, aren't you? It's Alana Evans XX on Twitter. That's right.
Are you on Facebook, too?
I am. I believe it's real, Alana Evans, but it's changed so many times that if you go and you search me, you find me instantly, and you can click my directed page, my video game page, all that good stuff.
Okay. Well, okay. You can also find me, Sierra Dubai, S-I-E-R-R-A. You can find me, Sierra Dubai, on Facebook.com. You can find me on Twitter, Sierra Dubai. You can also find me on my own personal website, with SierraSecret.com, and you can always find all episodes of all of my podcasts and all of my radio shows on Sierra Secret and the down low. But you can also find all kinds of pictures of me and all kinds of things about with me and everything I've ever done, which is a whole freaking lot.
That's right.
Because I've been around for a long time, damn it. I've been around for like, oh my God, for like a year.
Oh, girl, you got me beat.
It's amazing.
It's awesome.
And, you know, on top of that, you know, you can always find me here, here at the download, and then you can also find me on every other Monday with Cocktails with Sammy.
Yeah.
We're always here. Yeah, I'm on every other Monday with Cocktails and Sammy. And I was looking for one particular song to sing out with, but I can't really find it, and I'm so sorry. So I'm just going to play what I want to play. But in the meantime, you know what, guys? Thank you so much for joining us. And we have so much to talk about. I think we do. I think we have so much to talk about. And we're going to talk about a whole lot more. So, you know what? Check me out.
Me out when I'm stepping out, Smith and Wesson out, we in the Western now, bitch and Texas now, wanna kick shit, but used to slick, hate, even sneak this, real niggas really peep shit, up all night, no sleep, bitch, with some bad whole day ingrits, check on my keep it, bitch,
check out my style, check out my slang, young niggas doing this thing, check out the cream, check out the cane, check out the point of the lane, check out my bitch, isn't she thick, young niggas been doing this shit, we kicking shit, check out my clip, young niggas we been out this shit.
Pistols. Ain't no one hit, one to hit, nigga. I'm a young nigga, yeah, I gotta go get it.